This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chalmakili. The Greater Birmingham Humane Society is one step closer to opening its new proposed 27-acre campus in Titusville. The Birmingham City Council this week approved the transfer of ownership of the property to GBHS for a new animal care facility, which will include a park, a shelter with the capacity for more than 18,000 animals, and a veterinarian school and clinic. But the proposal was met with pushback from some Titusville residents, and we talk about that with Nick Patterson, editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Esther.
What were some of the complaints that residents had?
Well, residents seem to want to see this site developed into something else, something that would bring in some economic development in the area, something that might lend itself to retail or jobs or things of that sort. Others raised complaints about what it means to put a dog park or a dog housing facility, you might say.
They refer to it as a dog pound.
They refer to it as a dog pound in the community. Their thinking, and in, as some put it, is that, you know, this is something you're doing in this neighborhood. Why would you do this in this black neighborhood? You wouldn't do it in a white neighborhood. That's sort of the undercurrent of all of this.
And one resident mentioned a rezoning plan for the site at which the new GBHS facility will go. Talk about this rezoning plan.
Well, the idea is that it's being rezoned, or has been rezoned, really, for development that would not normally allow for a commercial facility like that to be there. So it means that the Greater Birmingham Humane Society is going to have to go before the zoning board to get a variance of some sort so that they can locate the facility there. So it could represent a bump in the road. I think that some residents may have felt that by rezoning it, the city council was sending a signal that they were not going to approve this. But the majority of people in the neighborhoods who voted on this, and they had numerous meetings, and as Sheila Tyson put it, 300 people showed up, and most of them voted for it, like just a small number of people voted against it, 17, I think she said.
Councillor Sheila Tyson represents Titusville in her district. So basically what these the residents who were there talking about this rezoning plan are saying, that the Birmingham City Council had rezoned it to be a residential space. So now the Greater Birmingham Humane Society is going to have to go back and get a variance to put this non-residential building in this space, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Is this a new rezoning plan? Like, when did this come about?
Well, it actually came about some time ago. As Tim Gambrill, who is a city planner for Birmingham, noted, it's not a brand new thing. And in fact, planning to rezone this area for residential has been in the works for a while. It has nothing to do with the Greater Birmingham Humane Society plans, which came up later.
And Allison Black Cornelius is the CEO of the Greater Birmingham Humane Society, and she was at the meeting Tuesday. What was her response to the objections?
Well, she thinks that the objections are overblown and that the people who are objecting don't represent the will of the majority of the people. She also is representing this facility as being a positive thing for the neighborhood, because it'll have a dog park and it'll have a place for people to come, as she said, and bring their dogs and walk them. And so she's seeing this as a positive benefit to the community in an area that hasn't been used for really anything ever since Trinity Steel closed down. It might be noted that the city council took action on that on Tuesday this week, but the Jefferson County Commission acted on it back in April, and they co-owned the facility. It had been deeded when the facility closed down to both the city and the county. So the county actually signed off on it a couple of months ago.
So what's next for the Greater Birmingham Humane Society in this process, which at this point has taken about a year, I think?
They clearly have to finish working up all the plans that they've got. And they also have to, as we mentioned, go before the zoning board to get permission to build what they want to build there.
Nick Patterson is editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Their latest issue is out today. Nick joins us most Thursdays during All Things Considered. Nick, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Esther.